Hi everyone, Eloise here with Intuition Talks podcast. Welcome if you've never been before. Hello. If it's your first time, if you're a regular, hello. I've missed a few weeks, sorry. I've been so busy the last few weeks and I am so busy still. And so that's kind of what I want to talk about. It's, you know, our intuition. We tend to think of our intuition being able to come to us in moments when we're relaxed and we're meditating and we're making space for our intuition, which I talk about a lot, and that's all valid and that's great, and make space for it, that is key. But your intuition can still come to you when you're stressed out, overwhelmed, overloaded. So but you just need to, you know, tune in and go, is this coming from my left brain or my intuition? So you just need to check in with yourself. But quite often, I find when I'm stressed and overwhelmed, I'm overworked, I've got a lot going on, those are the moments when my intuition really kicks and lets me know what I need to do and what, you know, what I need to prioritise, what I need to get done, you know, when I need to phone people, when not to, etc., etc. So when I, you know, I'm trying to make a couple of decisions at the moment and I'm all over the place doing loads of stuff, and I just said the other day to myself, I'm like, right, okay, if I choose to do X, how does it feel? And how does it feel in 5 years' time, in 10 years' time? And if I choose to not do X, and how does it feel? And immediately I could feel the difference in the qualities of those two options. Like, one felt really heavy, one felt really light and spacious. And I was like, right, thank you. I know what I need to do. And that actually backed up something my intuition told me weeks ago, but I was kind of like, I don't know, you know, I was kind of questioning it and wondering if I was, you know, seeing the real truth or whether I was making things up or whether, you know, is my ego getting in the way or, you know, and when opportunities present themselves to me and I'm like, okay, this could be a great new thing to do. This could be a great opportunity for me. But actually, long term, there might be better opportunities coming, or better opportunities that I'm creating for myself. And those are the things I need to make space for. So sometimes choosing something, even though it comes to you and it looks great on paper, isn't always the best option. And we get so caught up in looking at something going, oh, that looks shiny and new and great, let me do that. Whereas actually, long term, that isn't always the best thing for us, for our lives, for our family, for our financial situation, our relationships and everything else. You know, I at the moment, I'm just in one of my busiest periods of the year. There's kind of about two sections of the year when sometimes my diary just gets a little overloaded and I've got a lot on, and I'm in one of those periods now. And I know I've got some days off coming up in a week's time, so I'm looking forward to that. So, but you know, I'm looking at things going, oh, I can't, you know, I know I can't carry on at this pace. And I'm always trying to change my diary up and space things out and shift things in order to accommodate as much as I can, but not overload and overwork myself. And so my intuition has to guide me with that too. And so when something new comes up, I'm like, okay, do I have the space to fit that in? You know, you know, what else is going to have to disappear in order to take that on? And kind of doing that prioritization and trying to work out what it is that I want to do with, you know, I've only got so many hours in the day, so many weeks in the year. And yeah, I know time doesn't exist, but we're still in that illusion here. So, you know, I don't want to overload myself. I don't want to overwork myself. If it doesn't excite me and it doesn't feel like fun, I'm probably not going to make space for it. That's my rule. Don't know about you, but that is my overriding thing. You know, it always comes down to your values. You know, will this benefit me? Will it benefit others? Would it be fun for me to do? Would it be easy? And if it ticks all those boxes, normally I will say yes to something and I will make it happen and make it work. But in this instance of something that's presented itself, on paper it looks like a great option, but something just keeps inside tickling me going, yeah, there's something else going on here. There's something here that doesn't sit with me. And I don't know if that's from an ethics perspective yet. I don't know if it's from an kind of just financial perspective, or it's just going to get really complicated, or, you know, I don't know why, but my intuition is like, maybe don't do that. So it's always fascinating to see the guidance, and it's very easy to go, okay, so if I'm not doing that, why am I saying no to it? And to try and justify it and come up with reasons and dialogue about it with my friends or in my head or out loud, as I quite often speak to myself out loud. Do you do that? But it's, you know, it's not, it just doesn't feel right. And so I need to honour that and just go with the fact that it doesn't feel right. And just know that that's my choice. My choice is that actually that doesn't feel good for me, so I'm not going to do it. It doesn't mean I won't change my mind later on. Maybe other things need to happen. But at this moment in time, how do I feel if I make that decision? If you don't make that decision, just really sit with it and feel, does it feel expansive if I choose to do something? Or does it feel contracted? That's the simplest way sometimes to ask your intuition whether you should make a decision or not. And really honour, just not having to justify and understand and explain what you get, but just going with it. Just knowing that whatever comes up is what you should act on. And as I've said a million times, you know, the more you trust your intuition, the more it's going to give you accurate data and information. So in this moment, I have to trust 100% on my choice. And go with that, because then my intuition knows, hey, I'm following you. I'm answering your call here. So keep showing me the way. I'm listening. So, you know, don't be, you know, even when we are overloaded and overwhelmed and there's a lot going on, you know, you can still access your intuition. It still will be there for you. You know, I have times when it just screams at me when I'm in the middle of like a shopping, or I'm driving in my car, or I'm in the shower, you know, when we're kind of in more relaxed states. But sometimes when I'm in the middle of running around trying to do 100 things, my intuition will go, oh, don't forget about this, or, you know, it will just remind me that I need to act on something, or now is a good time to do something. It's always there guiding me, and you just have to trust it, go with it. And in this moment, how does it feel? This moment is the moment we're making a choice. Like, and you can change your mind. I think that's such an important thing with decisions. Like, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind, we always say. But men can change their mind too. And, you know, it's, you know, in this moment, you make a choice based on your intuition. That doesn't mean in a couple of months' time something else doesn't change and actually it's now good for you and it was bad for you before. And you don't have to understand why. You know, other people might, you know, be thinking, oh, I'm going to, you know, something behind the scenes that you're not aware of. And then they change their mind on that. And based on that shift, then it makes a different outcome for you and a different, you know, incentive or a different way of things playing out. So you can't see all of the factors. You can't take that big step back and look at all of the factors in any situation, but your intuition can. You're never going to know everything. It's like when I'm doing a session for a client, I have no idea why their body wants to release tension in a certain area first. You know, they may come to me with a list of symptoms and issues, and I can't for the life of me work out how what's coming up is related to what's going on in their life and what wants to be released. But I have to trust the body, because the body can take that bigger step back, see the big picture, and it knows why that thing needs to change. We don't always know the big picture, but your intuition does. And even when you're really busy and overwhelmed, and so you're not able to see anywhere near the big picture, you're just looking at your to-do list and that next thing, your intuition is still there in the background guiding you with its awareness and all of the good juiciness that it brings to the table. So even when you're busy and overwhelmed, stay open to hearing it. Stay open to listening to your intuition, because it will be there guiding you along the way. Have a great week. Hopefully catch up with you next week. Okay, take care. Lots of love. Bye.